Hey everybody, it's me, Keisha Boston from The Keisha Boston Show, your podcast giving you the best in self-help, which comes in the form of short, funny, entertaining podcast episodes that make you laugh, smile, and most importantly, hopefully give you the energy to keep on keeping on yet another day. I'm Keisha Boston. Thank y'all so much for listening. Want to tell y'all this story. You know, I just got really infatuated with CMOS. And my journey to get it, like I want to get CMOS and I wanted to process it my own. I've been seeing people saying, hey, I got CMOS, and they were mailing it out. And I saw some YouTube videos and I realized, hey, I can process my own CMOS. This is not that difficult. So I asked a friend, where do I get it? So she tells me she gets it from a place in New York. So I said, okay. Go call, order it online. No, you got to follow the Instagram page. I stalk this Instagram page. They never post it. I even called, was like, y'all got CMOS? No, you got to check the page. Okay, no CMOS. So I'm like, you know, it's a natural store around the corner for me, about 5 minutes. So I asked my husband, yo, can you just get me CMOS? They said they had it because I called. So I show him this. See, this is men. I show him a picture of what the CMOS should look like. So he comes home and I'm looking at the bag. My spirit said this ain't right. And he like drops it on the table. It's like, here's your CMOS. And I'm like, okay. And I look at it and it looked like ground coffee. I was like, what is this? He was like, CMOS. I said, no, this is not what I showed you. Oh, so I'm having a fit. I'm trying to figure out because this was not what I prepared for. This was not the type of CMOS. I actually just wanted real CMOS that comes out the sea, is dried, you know, just that. And I've learned how to process this. I know nothing about this. So long story short, my friend gives me a YouTube video. YouTube video wasn't that great. I ended up trying to work with it. And I ended up with, it looked like, I don't even know, like some ground dirt. Like it looked bad. It looked like some dirty dirt of CMOS that's now technically CMOS. And CMOS is really supposed to be like a between a cream and a white gel. And so I'm like, this is horrible. I gotta use it because I'm tired of waiting for the store. So I'm using it. The smoothies don't even taste right. It tastes like the sea. My whole place smells like a bay now because it just has this strong smell. So I happen to go on Instagram like 2 days later, and what happened? The store in New York posts that they have CMOS. And I was like, you got to be kidding me, Lord. Are you really serious? So, and I'm looking at, because by this point, I have about 4 jars of this horrible CMOS in my refrigerator. And I'm sitting here looking at it, and all of a sudden, it's like all I heard was, don't rush. You know that don't rush challenge, don't rush. And I felt like that's what God was telling me in that moment. And I just want y'all to take that story and tell y'all, don't rush. I mean, I called them and ordered. I got 2 bags because you can only order 2 per person. I ordered 2 bags of CMOS and I processed it the way that I know to do it. And I'm happy with it. So I just want you to know, like, don't rush, y'all. Just it'll come. Don't rush, because sometimes when we rush, when we get into it, it turns out to be something that we didn't even want, something that we didn't even prepare for. So if you just stick to your original course of action, it's going to get tough. It's going to be a pain. You're just not going to be, it's not going to be fair, because I have to see other people post, oh, it's my CMOS smoothie. It was so good. And you're going to see other people do that too. So just stay the course and, you know, all will go well. Thank y'all so much for listening. My name is Keisha Boston, and don't rush. Deuces.